It is hard to be thankful when you're worried and anxious. And we're really good at being worried and anxious, aren't we? We have news cycles that go on 24/7, over and over and over again. And they love to tell us everything we should worry about, everything we should show anxiety and fret over. The terrorist attacks and the constant fear of what is next, the news broadcast showing all around our country, armed guards, police, soldiers everywhere. Scientists telling us that our well-known and beloved household products or our favorite foods are going to kill us deader than a doorknob. You can guarantee it. Uncertainties about this economy of ours that's been stagnant for going on nearly 10 years. We worry and are anxious over money and debt. Lots of young people, my daughters included, are wondering what the future holds for them and will they find that job? Will they have those benefits? We can even worry about asking, now, that spot on my shoulder, was there that last week or not? We worry and are anxious about a lot of things. Some of our worries are very real. We know that. Some of them are just hype. And I don't mean to put down people who truly do suffer from anxiety, worry, and depression. Those things can only make it worse. It's hard to be thankful when you're worried and anxious. The Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes says this: there is nothing new under the sun. Worry and anxiety are nothing new to us today. Jesus and the people of his time knew all about them. We need to remember that Jesus lived in a world and in a time when the trials and the tribulations, the worries we face, are pretty trivial. His words in the Sermon on the Mount, our gospel text on this Thanksgiving Eve, they show us in very real terms what the people of Jesus' day, 2,000 years ago, what they worried about and what they were anxious about. They worried about not having enough food. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us to pray, give us today our daily bread. Lord, give us the food to make it through today. We don't pray, give us this day the food we need 3 weeks from now so we can put it in the freezer. People in Jesus' day, they knew what it was to worry about not having enough to eat. They worried about not having safe water or enough water to drink. They worried about only having one outfit, one article of clothing to wear. That's why in Jesus' day you were forbidden from taking someone's cloak as part as a pledge for a loan, money they owed you, because they might not have anything to wear. Jesus lived in a world where his people, his country, had been occupied by Rome for over 100 years. And Jesus lived in a time where free speech could get you killed, which is exactly what happened with Jesus. Those were very real worries. And in that world and in that time, Jesus can still say these words: therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For this is the Gentiles who strive for these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Worry and anxiety are part of life, Jesus tells us, but they are not life. There is much more to life than that. There is the living striving to know, to trust, and to do the things that God says are important. That's why just before the words of our gospel for today in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. And then he shares this powerful word: for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Says Jesus, we are to seek God's heavenly ways, God's heavenly treasures, because that is where hope, faith, and thanksgiving are born. And that's something we all need to keep in mind. As we prepare for our National Day of Thanksgiving, we need to remember that Thanksgiving is not something we give just when things are going great. That's not true Thanksgiving. It's a mistake to think that. Thanksgiving can and often does come in the most difficult times of our lives. How can that be? Well, it's simple. Jesus reminds us. Because it's times like that when we are sometimes able to remember that life isn't about getting what we want so we are comfortable. Life, true life, as Jesus talks about it, is about giving, living, and trusting in God for everything. The reason we have our Thanksgiving on this day every year is because in 1863, President Lincoln issued a declaration of a national day of Thanksgiving. He commanded that the fourth Thursday of November be a national day of Thanksgiving. And he issued a wonderful proclamation about this national day of Thanksgiving. If you've never read it, take the time to read it. Now, if there was ever a time not to have a national day of Thanksgiving, it was in November of 1863. Because this was just a few months after the horrible Battle of Gettysburg. In fact, this first National Day of Thanksgiving was just a couple of days after President Lincoln gave that famous Gettysburg Address. And he gave that address at the dedication of a cemetery where the thousands upon thousands of soldiers who died in that battle were buried. It would hardly seem this was a time for giving thanks. But President Lincoln reminded the nation it was. And he called them to keep their perspective clear. And he called them to truly know what it meant to turn to God and give thanks to God. Here's what the president wrote. The year that is drawing towards its close, 1863, has been filled with blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come. So often when we have the good things in life, we forget where they come from. Says the president, to these others have been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. Says the president in plain English, he's a great and a fancy writer, plain English he says, we have messed it up with this civil war that is tearing our nation apart. But in the midst of this, God continues to bless us. And he lists all the blessings God has given to the nation, even in the midst of the Civil War. Good crops, that we have order in the nation, except on the battlefields. That industry is strong and the war has not disrupted it. That freedom exists in the nation in spite of everything that is going on. And then the president said this. No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God. If there were ever a time to worry and be anxious in our nation's history, those days of 1863 were it. But President Lincoln called the nation to be thankful for all they had, and he declared this day of thanksgiving. And he told the people, and I recommend that while offering up the ascriptions justly due to him, to God, for his singular deliverances and blessings, that we also, with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience, commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to soothe the wounds of the nation and to restore it to peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. If the nation could give thanksgiving in 1863, we can certainly give it today. We give it as a nation, we give it as families, we give it as individuals, and as God's people, we give it as his church. But we need to understand and remember what true biblical thanksgiving is. Thanksgiving is not just a feeling. It's not just a song or a prayer. Thanksgiving is not just doing something for someone to show we're thankful. That is wonderful and important. But there is more to Thanksgiving than that. Thanksgiving is not feeling how lucky we are because there but for the grace of God go I, which is not in the Bible anywhere. Thanksgiving, true biblical thanksgiving, is a way of life. It's an attitude that completely absorbs us into the grace-filled arms of God. That's why the Apostle Paul could give thanks to God while he's sitting in a Roman prison. That's why he could write the words of our first lesson to Timothy tonight, where he says that I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. And then he says these words, which are the title of my sermon today. This is right and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. You see, thanksgiving, real thanksgiving, involves our relationship to God and to one another. As we give thanks to God, we are also told to make thanksgiving for everyone else. Paul says, pray for kings, pray for those who rule over you, as we today pray for those who govern on our behalf. But we are also called to pray and give thanksgiving for everyone. Why? Because this is right and acceptable in the sight of God, says Paul. It's the right thing to do. Giving thanks is what God wants us to do. It's the right thing to do because, as Paul also says in those passages, as Jesus said himself, I did not come to be served, but I came to give my life as a ransom for all. You see, Christians, you and I, we are called to do the right and acceptable thing because Jesus did the right and acceptable thing. When we do the right an acceptable thing, then we are giving thanks in God's eyes. So for us, as Americans, as Christians, whether it's the fourth Thursday of November or any other day, we should live lives that are constantly dedicated to giving thanks to God. We may not have the turkey, the stuffing, the nonstop football on every other day of the year, but we can make every other day of the year a time to give thanks to God because, as Paul says, it is right and acceptable in God's eyes. That's what it means to be filled with God's love. And as the New Testament book of 1 John reminds us, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out. I mean, let's face it, it can be hard not to worry. I bet every one of us here tonight, we're worrying about something, aren't we? But as Christians, we are called to remember God's love, which overcomes worry and anxiety. And we are called to live out that love each and every day, good days and bad days alike. Because when we do that, that is thanksgiving. So I pray that my words may give you a little guidance, a little hope. I pray that you'll take home those words, take those bulletins with you tonight. Read over those words from Paul in 1 Timothy. Read over what Jesus reminds us. And let us all strive, not just on Thanksgiving, but every day, to do those things that are right and acceptable in God's eyes, to be those who live knowing what Thanksgiving is and who give Thanksgiving in all we do. Amen.